The Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago is almost always a busy place. 3.5 million people visit it each year. For years, the Lincoln Park Zoo, like many other zoos, displayed its animals in groups of like animals. Big cats in one area, primates in another, birds in yet another. But a new exhibit, the Regenstein African Journey, groups animals by geography rather than by taxonomy. Kevin Bell is Lincoln Park Zoo's director. He says this new exhibit appears to be an African jungle in some places and the dry plains in others.
We gutted the inside of the building and then rebuilt the inside. You know, when we create new exhibits, it's artisans that come in and make the artificial trees and the rock work all look real and paint the lichens on the rocks and whatnot. So it's a very complicated, long process and a very expensive one.
The zoo spent $25 million renovating the building. Now that it's finished, visitors are encouraged to suspend disbelief for a moment and visit wild places in Africa. Monkeys sit in trees overhead. Birds are loose with the people. Pygmy hippos are viewed above and below the waterline. And giraffes roam with antelopes and ostriches. For visitors, it's a unique perspective on animal interaction. For the animals, it's a more natural setting. Robin Barbiers is the general curator at Lincoln Park Zoo. She says it's not the same as being loose in the wild, but the habitat created for the captive animals is a little closer to the habitat that's their natural home.
So these exhibits provide the space, the shelter, the hiding spots, the feeding spots, and the social aspects that the visitors like to see and that the animals need.
Not only are the animals grouped together with other compatible species, but in a controlled way, Barbier says animals not so compatible are put near each other.
We introduced the wild dogs and the warthogs to their exhibits side by side. They're not in together, but it's predator and prey. But these animals were born in captivity. There was some excitement, but I don't know if they really recognized each other as predator and prey.
The Lincoln Park Zoo's African Journey is the latest in a trend among zoos called immersion exhibits. It enriches the animals' lives and immerses the visitors in the environment to give them a better idea of how the animals actually live. Jane Ballantyne is a spokesperson for the American Zoo and Aquarium Association. She says zoos have always entertained, but more recently zoos have seen their role as one of educating people about animals that are threatened by habitat loss.
We want them to think about those conservation issues and how things are all interconnected, but while having a good time. We're not there to lecture. We're there to show and showcase and get people to have these experiences and realize, wow, this is really what it's like, and we should care about this.
And the hope of zoos is that these new exhibits will do a better job of that than simply displaying wild animals in a cage. Lincoln Park Zoo Director Kevin Bell says this new exhibit was a huge effort toward that goal.
So hopefully by doing these more immersion exhibits, people get a sense of exactly how the animal relates to its environment, what its needs are, and what it's going to take to save that species long term.
The Lincoln Park Zoo's African Journey just opened to visitors, and admission to the Chicago Zoo is free. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.